Welcome to the Audacious AF podcast, where I'm breaking rules and taking charge. I've spent the majority of my life playing small and stressed out by all the BS. My mission is empowering women to look within themselves for confidence, personal power, and clarity on how they can take charge of their lives by developing a strong sense of self, putting that middle finger up to perfectionism, unlearning limiting beliefs and unhelpful habits that we've all accumulated over our life. Hi, I'm Angie, and I'm an alignment and confidence coach, and I'm sharing concepts and tools and practical steps for you to easily implement them into your own life so that you can confidently choose what feels good and true for you so that you can take ownership of your life and finally love yourself and your life and live audaciously unleashed. Let's get started. Hey, and welcome back. We are talking today about the power within, the protection and management of your energies/resources. So we're going to be talking about a few different things and what that means for our lives so that we can be able to start taking back the power and start feeling like we're living energetically in our lives rather than being drugged through everything. Okay, so first we're going to be talking about knowing what your energies actually are, how to be able to manage them, and that takes two parts: how to tune in and listen to your body and intuition. This is to be able to check on the supply of that energy. And then also, how are you going to start and decide to allocate that and do that powerfully and confidently and intentionally by either spending it, giving it, or investing it? We're going to be talking about that. And then we are also going to be able to allow yourself and give you some great questions to be able to ask yourself so that you can start implementing this today. Are you ready? All right, let's get ready. Let's settle in. This is going to be good. All right, first of all, the protection of the boundaries the protection of setting boundaries is based on all those questions that we were talking about, all of how to be able to manage that. And this is actually going to be the ultimate act of self-love and self-care. So let's go ahead and define your energies. So what are your energies or resources? So energy and resource is going to be mixed in, said interchangeably. And basically what those energies or resources are is time, money, your mental, emotional, and self, which is your presence or and or effort. So we all know about time. We know that we have a limited amount of time. Everybody has the same amount of time. And yet sometimes we don't feel like we have enough time to be able to do something. And we look at someone else and they can get more stuff done than I can. And then we start beating ourselves up. Well, you're already using a lot of energy in a couple different ways from that. And so we need to really look at what energies we're using besides not filling up our time and using that the most effectively to be able to create the life that we want. The other is money. Money, we all know about that. And some people are better stewards and masterful at taking care of their money and how to be able to allocate that. And some are not. Some end up using other energies again, because you're not just using just one energy in your different areas of your life. You're using multiples. And so we're going to dive into that. And I really want you to kind of like pay attention to the nuances here about that. The other is emotional. So this emotional, examples could be like holding on to potential or wishing things could have been different or replaying scenarios over and over again in your head and beating yourself up over it, making yourself feel like shit, pining away after someone, whenever it's unrequited love, that kind of thing, right? It's not serving us. Let's start investing and start being smart with our energies and resources. And the last one is our self. This is our presence. This is our effort. So where you might be saying yes to going some places or doing things, and you're either finding that it's draining or you're not even really showing up completely. So you may say yes to a social event, but you're on your phone because you're disconnecting because you said, okay, well, I'll give you my body, but I'm not really going to be present. The same thing goes for like if you're people pleasing. And so you're doing this, but then you become resentful because no one's appreciating your efforts. And that carries a lot of other emotions and energies and different things in that too. So how are we choosing to manage and our energies and our resources? Well, we have three different choices. You can spend it, give it, or invest. Spending is transactional and it's to give to get. So you're immediately expecting to get something back. So you're going to be able to spend your time cleaning a house and you're expecting to have a clean house, right? So you're getting something back as transactional. Giving is a freely giving without expectation. This could be in any of the areas, and it's just this overflowing and outpouring for that, what you want to give. And it's just free, it's light, it's easy. And you give without any expectation. And investing is you're spending it, you're giving of that, but you have the expectation of something bigger and better in return for later. So you're getting back with interest, or you're giving this out and you're spending and you're being consistent, spending your time, spending your effort, spending your emotions, spending your mental on building a business. And if you come from the fact of the investment, then you will just keep that energy flowing. And then you're eventually going to expect that you're going to end up becoming successful because you're just consistently doing it. But if you're trying to build a business and you're spending all your mental and self and emotional and all and time and money and everything, and you're expecting immediate results, you're going to be frustrated. Because sometimes it's not always like that, unless you're trying to do resale that and you know you've already done the market research. So you've invested that time and that mental to be able to do, and knowing that these people want your product. But if you are just constantly investing and tweaking and going about, then with the expectation of having it later, then you're going to end up getting that return. Not only, it'll be exponential. Not only will you get it in your business, but you're going to have so much self-growth and mental and emotional growth and resiliency with that as well. So let's get in some examples of each of these. So again, let's go with time. Time, so we can spend, like I said, on the business, you're spending your time on that. You're spending your time going out, and say you're dating. Let's do that, because I have some clients that are dating these days and they hired me to be able to help them with that. And so you're going to be spending that time on dating apps, or you're going out, but you get to decide how you're going to spend your time. And you get to look at those and ask, okay, I'm going to go date. I'm going to do this. What is your mental thought process on that? Are you looking to invest your time and expecting that eventually you will find the right person so that you're in it for the long haul? So you have the big picture thinking. Or are you expecting that you go out on one date and you're going to get that affection that you've desperately wanted forever and always, and you're going to end up having that? Or are you just going to end up giving and just dating, and you're a serial dater for the experience. Any and all are fine, but know where and why you're doing it. And so you can end up asking yourself first, be clear. I've talked about, and this is the core principle of my coaching, is knowing who you are and your self delineation, your self boundaries of that. So if you know who you are and what you want out of life and how you want to be and what you want in your life and in your business and relationships, you have a beginning and an end to where you are, where you end and where you begin. And so then you can be able to end up getting clear with that and what your values are in that. So you can ask yourselves, like, what energies and resources is dating using? Okay. And is my time, is this where I can be using this time in a better way to support me and my big vision? So if we're going to do it in the container of dating, am I using my time in a way that serves me? Are we going to just sit and swipe right or swipe left, and that's the only thing that you end up doing? Again, everything is fine, but does it fit your big vision of what you want? Is that going to be quality for you? Or is it to where you're like, okay, well, I want to be experiencing life and growing as a person and having fun. So let's go do stuff where it's in a mixed area. So you're going to have both all types of people and you're going to be experiencing that. And then that actually creates an environment. So you're investing and spending your time there. And so you're investing not only in yourself, because you're going out and you're having that experience, which makes you a whole, more whole person. And you're investing because you're actually meeting people and you're being able to see anybody that you might want to nurture. And then you can end up asking these questions some more. Is you going and dating, is this a reactionary of your time, or is this for just instant gratification? Just be real with yourself. This is all discovery, being able to understand yourself even better and why you do what you do, so that you can be able to make informed, intentional choices. Is how I'm, you know, swiping right or swiping left, is this out of habit of avoiding or resisting uncomfortable feelings and situations? So if you're avoiding not wanting to go out because you're not a social person, I kind of ride the fence. I'm introverted and extroverted. So like, I'm an amnivert. I lean more towards introvertedness. And so sometimes I have to have a lot of energy and a lot of presence and all of these. This is how this came about, was through my dating and being able to watch for that. And I started applying it in all areas of my life. So I started realizing how all the different energies and resources that I'm using for these. Also, you could be asking yourself, am I using this energy out of obligation, feeling like that you have to, or from a belief that doesn't really fit me anymore, but you feel like you have to or you should? So like, you feel like you have to or you should be in a relationship. Well, maybe that's something to explore and to see why and how you're, how that's coming about. And so then it could be taking a lot of your mental, it could be taking a lot of your emotional, and it even could be taking some of your presence of available in other areas of your life, because your mental and your emotional are not fully online for other activities. So you need to be able to allow yourself that compassion and curiosity to wonder and be curious about that. And a coach or a therapist could be able to help you be able to look into that a little bit more. So let's talk about, we all know about money. And so you can end up asking, and I bring up money because you can ask yourself this whenever I was younger, story time real quick. Whenever I was younger, or even whenever I had a really struggled with self-esteem or different things of that nature, I really wasn't fully emotionally present in my life. I would try to get these quick dopamine hits, these quick validations by going on spending sprees or feeding myself, you know, going out to eat because I didn't have, you know, I didn't want to spend the effort and the time cooking for myself. But then I saw that my money was getting depleted and I had to make a choice. I needed to invest and give to myself in the areas of effort and mental and time to be able to cook for myself. And so you would have to end up looking at that and wondering and asking yourself, like, if you're spending money, what can I be using this money in a better way to support me and my big vision? My big vision was to be healthy and to have a healthy bank account. Okay, well, how can I be spending that money better? Okay, well, I will be finding quick and easy meals that it won't take me as much, but it will still be healthy for that. And how could I end up asking and wondering, how can this be more fun for me so it doesn't feel like a drudgery? And so when you end up investing that thought process and that mental and the time and that, then you can be supporting the fact that you're spending your money in a more supportive way for yourself and your vision. So is this a reactionary or instant gratification? Just like getting those dopamine hits to be able to end up having that. So you're instant gratifying because you needed to buy some shoes to make yourself feel happy for a little bit, but it's only for a short time. So it's not really, it's a spending, it's not an investment. Where and how do you want to be managing? Do you want to be living in more of an investment mindset or an investment and giving without expectation, which is an overflowing and an outpouring? Or do you want to live more transactionally? And sometimes those spending, that transaction to give to get, that immediate is very short lived and sometimes doesn't serve as long term. So that's where you need to be able to be true to yourself and find what fits your vision and supports you and how you want to be and how you live and what your vision is for your life. Are you spending, say we're still on money, so are you spending your money out of habit from avoiding or resisting uncomfortable feelings? Same thought process as going before. And so you could, that's a little bit deeper of a dig to be able to wonder, what else? Why am I spending this money? What am I avoiding? And that is, again, where this would be really great work to do with a coach. This is what some of the questions that we really kind of explore a little bit whenever I'm coaching my clients. And am I using this energy out of obligation or a belief that doesn't fit me anymore? So like if I feel like I have to end up spending to keep up with the Joneses, but does that fit your vision? Is your vision the core belief of freedom and being grounded? Is that from that place or is it from one of those, like I have to meet someone else's expectation because I feel like I have to or should? These questions are just some of the questions that I end up asking and probing into these. Let's go into emotional. So maybe you're dating and you really like this person, but they're not really treating you right, but you're holding on to that potential. That one time they were nice to me, and, or once every month they're nice to me, but every other time they either ghost me or they do a Heisman and keep me at an arm's length, or they're very close, but then they share something vulnerable like, oh, that means they really like me. Y'all, I've been there. I've done that. I remember going through those mental gymnastics and those emotional hula hoops within that. It was insane. Or maybe you were thinking of the past and you're obsessing about it and you wish that things could have been different and you're just all in knots. Oh, I wish things could have been different. Again, that could be for dating. That could be for family. You might have had a father pass away and you didn't have the best relationship with him. And so you wish that you could have had a different dad or a different relationship with that. And so then you're just living in that emotional upheaval and it's just draining you. And so you're in this stuck. And so then it can also go into your mental. And so you're thinking about all these scenarios and then it has you questioning things. And then you could be spending money to make yourself feel better about that. And then you're spending all this time where you're not being present. So it's involving all the emotions and all the energies and all the resources. You see how it can start depleting you in all these different ways. How about replaying scenarios over and over again? I am fantastic about that one. And so you're replaying those scenarios in your head and you're beating yourself up over it, or that, oh, I wish I did said this or that sort of thing. And so you're not being present. You're not paying attention. You're just beating yourself up and you're giving yourself like making yourself feel like shit, or you're in anxiety because of that. I recently had where I had said something that I felt very integrity, but someone took it the wrong way. And I just replayed that every now and again in my head. So it would pop up and I would be like, no, it's fine. And then it would pop up again. It was kind of like whack-a-mole, and it would pop up again. And I would do that. And I was like, oh no, I'm choosing not to do that because I can catch them a lot quicker because I would ask these questions to myself. And then, but right before I'm about to see that person in real life, all of a sudden I'm like, it's just emotional turmoil. I'm spending all this emotional and mental energy on it, and it was draining. And by the time that I got in there, it wasn't a big deal because they've moved on. But I spent all that time, all that mental energy and all that emotional energy on that. And I could have been feeling free and fancy. I'm just saying. So can you relate to any of that? How about, let's move on to emotional energy. I mean, mental energy. Sorry, we already did emotional energy. So mental energy, you're worrying about stuff like the what ifs, things that we don't even have control over. What ifs? Oh, and over-catastrophizing. Oh, I used to be so good at that. Over-catastrophizing, making things horrible. Oh, if someone does this, then this. First of all, I don't have any control over the future. I don't have any control over anyone else. I only have control over my mind and what I choose to do with my mind, my emotions, what I do with my life, what I do with my body, all the things. But I'm worrying about it, or I'm judging others, or I'm even judging myself. That's mental. That's also, you know, you have that emotional aspect of it. You could be spending all this time on it in your mornings, and it's just insane. And so maybe you're even listening or watching things that don't serve you or edify you. I had a friend that would listen to murder podcasts and different things of that nature. And the thing is that after a while, her mindset was very, it started turning a little bit more negative and a little more like on edge about different things. And then she realized one day, she's like, oh my gosh, I'm spending way too much time and mental energy on that. Let me do something that edifies me. So she like will listen to a lighthearted podcast or something that would help her in learning about different things that would help her with that. Even a lighthearted book it's fine, because then that's kind of edifying you. It's giving you a chance to be able to relax and regulate your nervous system and then be able to have all really great thought process. But again, you could end up asking all of those questions that I've been asking before. You know, if you're doing mental, you can be asking like, is this mental energy that I'm using, what is it doing? Is it, can I be using this in a better way, right? By listening to something else. Or whenever I'm worrying or judging about something, then is this a reactionary or for instant gratification to be able to have? Because sometimes we are stuck in these mental loops of worry and shame and guilt and judgment, self-judgment and judgment of other people to make ourselves feel better to be able to have. I know, I've been there. I've done that. I've lived it. But now that's why I'm so passionate about this, is because I've moved to this place to where I want to help guide you to where you're not, you can catch yourself a lot quicker. You can move through it a lot faster, because our brains are going to be brains. They're going to be braining. So let's just be able to support ourselves by asking these questions so that we could be able to start rewiring them to where it's not a problem. And we could be able to catch it if it does come up. And then again, it's not a problem because we're catching it and redirecting it. You can ask yourself if it's a habit of the way that you're thinking and avoiding and resisting uncomfortable feelings. So like when you're judging yourself, you're prejudging yourself because you believe that that's what they're thinking of you beforehand. So it's a lot easier to judge yourself before they do. Or it could be just like this record player in your head of the judgments that you've heard before. And then you've internalized it so much to be able to have that. Y'all, you can stop that. You can interrupt that line of thinking. Judging and worrying and listening and all the different things are only habits. The way we think, the way that we feel and how we feel, and we do this on repeat, it becomes a habit, and you can end up changing habits. Just like we do changing habits with what we do, you can change your habit of the way you think about yourself or about your life or whatever. Same thing about the way you feel about yourself or about your life. And the last one, again, is your energy, is your presence, or your effort. You know, are you saying those things, saying yes to things because you feel that you have to, and it brings up resentment, or that they're draining, and or you're not even showing up present? So you're making the effort to get there, but you're not really showing up. So you're not even showing up in presence, or you're that sort of thing of being able to people please, but you're resentful, like I said before. So you could be asking yourself again those questions. So how are you managing it? Again, the spending of transactions, is it spending of transactional, being able to give to get an immediate? Is it giving, freely giving without expectation and overflow? I know this one was a really hard one. I'm going to go on a little bit of a tangent, but I think this is something that y'all can relate to. So if you're in a relationship and my husband is not super outwardly affectionate to me, I know that he loves me. I can see it in his eyes. He's very, very sweet. But I'm one of those touchy-feely, need words of affirmation, all the things. And he is too, but he learned from his dad a different love language of how to be able to express that. So it kind of goes against it. He's an anomaly. He's a Pandora's box, an enigma, if you would say. And so when we first got married, you know, I had all these shoulds and these thoughts and all the things. So I was using all my energies on it, like all of them, mental, emotional, my presence, all the things. And I was trying to figure out how to be able to have that and how to be able to deal with it whenever I'm not getting what I felt like I needed from him. And so I tried to withdraw and mirror back what he did. I felt icky. It was because I was giving and sharing and saying I love him and just kissing all over him, and I wanted him to do the same. But whenever I was spending that time and that energy and that presence, spending it as transactional, as giving to get, then I was miserable. But whenever I freely gave and unconditionally loved without expectation, just this overflowing and outpouring of love for him, then what happened was I just felt so warmth, let go of the shoulds, let go of all that. It took practice, y'all. I'm not going to lie. It took a little bit of practice. It kept reminding me. But you know what? He now tells me, like last night, he told me that he misses me. That man doesn't do that. He's, oh, come here, baby. And he comes in and snuggles with me, or and different things of that nature. It's slowly coming back. And even if, like, he tends to do, and there's this ease about us, and because he feels more connected, because I'm freely giving without expectation. Because if you're trying to do things transactionally, especially in relationships, then it is so much pressure for the other person that it actually does the exact opposite of what you want. You could be, you know, expecting them to do, they can feel that pressure and it makes them turn tail and run or shut down or something of that nature. So you can be also spending and investing that time of freely giving and knowing that you're going to end up having a deeper relationship because you're just freely giving. It's almost an investment too, right? And so you can be asking those questions if you're showing up transactionally. You could be asking yourselves these questions like, how can I be using this in a better way to support me and my big vision? So you can be asking these questions about how you want to manage that. These questions can also be like reactionary. Am I spending and doing this transactionally because I need instant gratification? And, you know, is this something that I need to soothe and feed? Is this something that you're trying to resist or avoid in uncomfortable feelings? So these are all really great questions to explore. Now, I want to invite you, these come up a lot, and this happens throughout our life. No matter what you're doing, I would love for you to be able to give me feedback. Let me know what energies you're struggling with. How are you spending or giving or choosing? How are you choosing to be able to manage your different energies? I would love to be able to work with you if this is something that you want to end up doing. I'm very passionate about this because once you align these to your values and who you are and who you want to grow into being, then you're going to have so much freedom, so much power, so much confidence and self-trust that it's not going to be an issue or a problem because it's going to be caught and you're going to be rewiring your habits really quickly. And you're going to be feeling so much more grounded and more free. All right, guys, please reach out to me. You can catch me on the socials. And you can go to AngelaPowellCoaching.com if you feel like you want to end up investing in yourself. Hey, thank you so much for joining me. But I want to ask you a question. Did this resonate with you? You want to do this work and take charge of your life and love yourself and love your life again? Well, I want to offer you some resources. So you can join the Audacious AF Collective. This collective is a community of women that are seeking to feel alive and love themselves again, and of course their life. These women are done chasing perfectionism and all the shoulds. Women who want to reconnect and develop a strong sense of self, own their lives, their future, their peace, and their joy. Join us online and soon in person for monthly mentorship to reignite your spark and unlearn those limiting beliefs and unhelpful habits that are distracting you from being the person and life that you want. You can go to Facebook and look for the Audacious AF Collective. There's also, you could be able to go onto AngelaPowellCoaching.com and look for the three ways that I could be able to support you in your journey in taking charge of your life. Be able to know that I am here for you and I want to empower you to be able to find the confidence within, the personal power and clarity that you'll gain to be able to take charge of your life and develop that strong sense of self, so that you can put that middle finger up to perfectionism and unlearn those limiting beliefs and changes and helpful habits that we've all accumulated over a lifetime. Now, whether you're brand new to the self-developmental or coaching space, or even been exploring and growing a little bit, but don't really know what to do next, or you've been doing this for a while and you just need that little extra oomph, that little extra support and be able to have accountability, well, I've got your back. If you go to AngelaPowellCoaching.com, you can be able to find the three ways that I could be able to support you in that. Thank you so much for joining me. If this resonated with you, again, give a like and a follow down below and let me hear from you. I would love to be able to hear from you and connect with you. Thanks so much. Bye.